Gentlemen, for your favorite segment on Vibes, the letter that's up now. We're going to read the letter twice, just as we do every time, and then we always get to find help for our brother together. Guys, our phone lines are not back on, it's still off, and so please, I'd urge all of you, if you want to share your thoughts with me and you want your voice to be heard, you can only send me a voice note on 055-1111-995 055-1111-995. I'm going to read the letter. If you're watching me live on TikTok as well, all you have to do is to drop your comments in the comment section, and I'm going to read it out as well for everybody to know what you've got to say to our brother. So I read the letter. Hi Nathaniel, I'm 30 years old and my fiance is 28. We've been together for 4 years and our wedding is just 2 months away. We should be excited, but instead we are arguing almost every day. The strange thing is that we are not fighting over cheating or money. We're fighting over our families. My mother has an opinion about everything, from where we live to how the wedding should be planned. Her mother is no different. It feels like we're no longer making decisions as a couple. Every choice has to be approved by someone else. Sometimes I wonder if we're getting married to each other or to our families. Last week, after another argument, my fiance looked at me and said, if we can't make our own decisions now, what kind of marriage are we going to have? Those words haven't left my mind. I love her and I want to marry her, but I'm beginning to wonder if love is enough when too many people are trying to run your relationship. Nathaniel, where should a couple draw the line? Should parents continue to have a strong say after children are grown, or should they step back and let the couple build their own home? I'm going to read it again for the second time, and then guys, we can get on and then help. Hi Nathaniel, I'm 30 years old and my fiance is 28. We've been together for 4 years and our wedding is just 2 months away. We should be excited, but instead we're arguing almost every day. The strange thing is we're not fighting over money or cheating. We're fighting over our families. My mother has an opinion about everything, from where we live to how the wedding should be planned. Her mother is no different. It feels like we're no longer making decisions as a couple. Every choice has to be approved by someone else. Sometimes I wonder if we're getting married to each other or to our families. Last week, after another argument, my fiance looked at me and said, if we can't make our own decisions now, what kind of marriage are we going to have? Those words haven't left my mind. I love her and I want to marry her, but I'm beginning to wonder if love is enough when too many people are trying to run your relationship. Nathaniel, where should a couple draw the line? Should parents continue to have a strong say after their children are grown, or should they step back and let the couple build their own home? Guys, this is the letter we have before us tonight, and we're going to talk about this. Lami?
Yeah.
Is this worth our time tonight?
Yes, of course it is.
Mm. What makes you say that?
Yeah, so there are so many young people out there who cannot take decisions by themselves.
Mm.
Most of the times they have to consult or they have to request for opinion from their parent before they can do whatever they want to do. So I believe it is worth our time. We have to talk about it.
Mm. All right. Luis Nani is saying that in fact such situations shouldn't be coming here for us to discuss or not. Why? Why do you say that? Quinn says that both of them should ask the families if they will pay everything. It is my wedding, so my decision. And this really happens a lot. I happen to talk to some planners, and these things mostly happens. It's like parents have a big say when it comes to their world or their children's weddings, and even to the extent of inviting a lot of people to the wedding. Yeah. Maybe sometimes the groom and the bride or the children wants to have a very intimate time, maybe 150 guests, 200 guests, but then this is mommy bringing about 150 or 120 people, inviting 120 people, 100 people or 80 people to the wedding. So how many people can they, that is their day, also invite to the wedding? Mm-hmm. And it gets crazy. I don't know. All right. TDB agency says, I'm a wedding planner and it happens almost all the time. Yeah. This is something that happens all the time. It's like they have a say. It's like, I don't know. God says that we should listen and obey our parents.
Yeah.
Don't you think that is what is supposed to happen? I mean, maybe they see from afar. That's what we mostly hear. Maybe that's what is happening. They want the best for you. Because I happen to be at a wedding where the groom told me that,
Mommy's boy.
I don't think it's mommy's boy. Maybe he's only respecting what mommy is saying. Maybe mommy is coming from a spiritual side of things.
So there shouldn't have even been a music at all.
Why would you call someone like that a mommy's boy? I mean, listening to your parents make you a mommy's boy or a daddy's girl. Or
okay, so we have certain things we fear to do in front of our parent. Sometimes they say that you may kiss your bride. Most groom don't kiss their bride because their parents are there and then their pastors are there, so they can't do that in front of them. But to dance, so he can dance to church asarinyum, right? Like when they go to church, he's allowed to dance there. And then on his wedding day, he's not supposed to dance because his mother is there. Why is there music in the first place? So come on, it's a mommy's boy stuff, mommy's boy thing. So diving into it, I realized that sometimes when we are planning for certain things, we discuss it with people who are close to us. And with our parents, let's say having some experiences when it comes to marriage ceremony and all that, maybe they were married before, so they know what we should do, when what we should buy, especially when they are preparing at the groom's side to go and meet the lady's family.
Okay.
So these are some of the things they discuss. Then they will say, you consult the elder ones so that they can show you the way. When it comes to planning, what you want to see on that day, how you want to feel on that day, your mom's decision doesn't come in, because it is how you want to feel and not how you want them to feel. Because when you feel okay and they are and everything is going on smoothly, everybody will feel okay. But imagine everybody is fine, they are all dancing, and you are not feeling it. You are not okay. You don't actually like the environment, you don't like the condition, you don't like everything. It has spoiled the whole, it has ruined the day for you. So sometimes some plannings are supposed to be done by the two. Then you don't even discuss. You tell them. You don't discuss. Ma, when you say yeah, until Sha say no. Ma, when you say yeah, yeah, you tell them some decisions. You tell them. You don't discuss with them. But I'm sure that it started from the scratch. Like maybe their parents were friends and then their kids also became friends and they dated, something like that, because almost all the decisions were taken by the groom's, the husband to be's mother and then the wife to be's mother. So I don't know, maybe they knew each other for long, the parents also knew each other for long, and then they want to have something beautiful for themselves and not for their children. Because you have to do what you have to allow your children do what they have to do and not what you want to do. Some parents want you to leave their future for them.
All right. I don't know if it's Tidy or TDB. Says the first, they should get a planner, and a good planner knows how to deal with such problems. I don't think that the things that happens, especially when parents are involved,
it's very difficult as a planner,
all you can do is just to sit and then just watch them finish whatever they want to do. I don't think that you can really be a force to reckon to maybe solve the problem. I don't think so. It happens a lot. I know that maybe you would want to say that, oh, you bit my baby alpha home, but it gets really crazy. There was this wedding that the family wants to have the traditional rites indoor, but then there's decor made outside. The bride and the groom wants it done outside, but then the family is saying that they want to do it inside. And they were inside, seated inside, wanted to start there, and there were calls coming through still now almost inside. So things like this, you are the planning around. You are around. You want to say that, oh yes, but then they won't do it.
So this is something that we're not discussed. You see, when it comes to the traditional part, mostly some people want it close to just the two families. Most of times, they want it done between the two families. So, they could have just go there for pictures or something like that, and then obey, because that one, it's the two families want to meet and then do. There are so many things the family doesn't want outsiders to see or to notice. So this is between two families, and they are saying that the empeso obia behu what we are doing, and that one day I believe they should have respected that.
Okay. Lorenda says the families are allowed to share their opinion, but not to impose. Implementation is up to the couple. And sometimes I'm sure the children also take it as my mother knows more than me, or my parents know more than me. So maybe if they are saying this, it definitely has to be this. Because even from the letter, there's a woman telling the child where to even live.
Yes.
As in, even after the wedding ceremony, where they should even live. So maybe there's more to it. I don't know. Because we've grown up listening to our parents. It's like,
So if your parents, your parents are saying that you should live in at East Legon and you can't afford it,
maybe sometimes they want to support, but sometimes because we are starting a new family and all that, we don't need support from our parents. Most people are like that. They don't want any money, some families even want to go to the extent of giving them a house, a car. And some people want to start life afresh with their partner, so they don't take these things. So maybe it could be one of those things. I don't know, but it could be one of those things. If you're listening to us, you have an experience, 055-11-11995. You can send a voice note to us, and then we're gonna play and listen to what you've got to tell our brother together. That he just wants to know, where should a couple draw the line? Should parents continue to have a strong say after their children are grown, or should they step back and let the couple build their own life? I don't know, but
so growing is it relative? Like,
well, I don't think you that think as you a are child, grown, you are still a child
yes.
to your parents.
You think you are grown, but
the moment you are growing, they're also growing.
Yes, yeah. So one thing is that they didn't draw the line in the first place when they started.
So
the
how
relationship.
Do you draw the line?
So now, okay. How do you draw the line? That is where the confusion sets in. But sometimes, what the parents are saying is partially true when it comes to certain decisions. Maybe they tried it and it didn't work, and they don't want their children to also go through the same thing. I remember someone telling me that sometimes you don't have to grow and become successful at where you started. You have to leave that environment and then start afresh at a different place, so that the people around you wouldn't start to envy you and all that. So maybe don't stay at the old place you were. You are starting a family, you are getting married, you are adding another human being to your life. So when you go to this place, it's a kind of, someone also advised me that if you have a child, you have to actually go and stay at like a nice, like a very good area.
I think there was a conversation, and one guy called and said that he had built a 3-bedroom house in a certain area and has 3 kids or 2 kids, but they have not moved there. They have not even gone to live there. And he's even thinking of selling out the house, because the area has kids that speaks vulgar languages. Mm-hmm. Walk around anyhow, just play, make themselves dirty, and uses any kind of words.
Yeah.
And he feels like it's not really going to be a conducive area for him to raise the kids.
So my son is, I'll use my son as an example. This boy will close from school and then with just some few seconds you can't find him. Like he will just be playing anywhere. You will look for this boy, you won't see him and all that. So I realized that no, I have to just live here. Because as I grow, I had to do and all that. So there are certain places you don't have to keep.
But some people also think that in a place like that, if your child is able to survive, then he can actually survive in every community. Because I think people also think that in a very quiet area, the child could also be very timid and probably will not even know how to also interact with people. So maybe in an area like that, if you are able to hold your child and guide him or her properly, maybe you'll be able to, be...
In the house, we don't insult anyone there. But one time he came, hey, Jaidao, you know, say, Kwasia. Like, we don't even say Kwasia in our home. But he said it. Where did he learn it from? Outside.
But then that's what
you
I'm
would
saying
tell him not to say it, he will still say it because that's what he heard other people saying.
But that's what I'm saying, that maybe it could be that if you are able to, I think lately Ahenkai has been bashing a lot of parents on TikTok and I like it, but is it that just as you're saying, maybe you're doing your part as a parent, but then outside there, so if you're able to guide your child, I feel like maybe he'll be able to also stand every other community growing up. Because let's say we go and live at, I'm giving an example, this is not to, I don't think
don't
I should
just mention
the name. I don't even think I should do it. So let's say you live in a very residential area, nobody really goes out to play, you don't see even any kids to go out to play and all of that, so your child is always at home. Don't you think that it makes the child very timid as well?
Do you know that
I'll give you an example. I started life with my parents living in a compound house. And in this house, there's a lot of things that happens. There are mates, there are trotro drivers, there are taxi drivers, there are all kinds of people in the house. Like all kinds of people in the house. All kinds of people in the house. And we play on the veranda every evening after school. Yapon school, yeah, bobo, boys name bobo, and mani diagro. In the evening we all come together, sit on the veranda, play Ashishaba, all of the games. All the things that we used to play, Blue Bed, all the kid games, we play it every time. Nobody is really having time to for anything. So, as my mother would call us at 6 p.m., you're done. Like, wapong, like you're done. Wapong. You're be from what could you share them. But then there are kids that nobody really cares about them.
Yeah.
And they will be out even in the dusk of the evening. They'll be out 8 p.m. You could hear from the window that they are still out there enjoying themselves. Now, they wash them. And some of us grew up even in that same house. And we're very good boys.
Were your mommy taking you to the mall or the
playgrounds? No.
Yeah, so you did yours. So I'll take my son to the playgrounds.
So what if the playing grounds, so you go and meet Kwasia?
How
Kwasia
many
for?
Times does he go there?
No, I mean Kwasia,
not
Kwasia
often. Not often, Uncle Hobebri. So you see, when you don't want your son to be timid, it means you have to replace something. Like he has to be engaging. He has to engage himself with certain things that will keep him active. It is not like no. You are going to live in an environment where you can go and request. They are all gated houses, but there are kids in there.
Okay.
You can just go and not often. But if, let's say, compound house, maybe your mommy is not there, or let's say your mommy is there, but you can just sneak around and go and hide somewhere. You play and then you come back home all the time.
Okay.
So what I am trying to say is that it shouldn't be all the time that your son can easily go out. Our place, he can just go out anytime. Yeah, Beshusheno, including my landlord, we will all go and look for him before we find him. And he will still go, irrespective to how you talk to him and all that, he will still go.
Okay. Lorinda says that Louise Nani says, marriage. What marriage do Louise Nani? And Lorinda says that the couple has to be really careful with this. The wedding is for a day, but marriage is a lifetime. And she continues to say that we understand it involves two families, but Charlie, it's your turn to do what you think is best for you. And Hazel says that if they allow it, the moms will be making decisions for the marriage or bad precedents. But I still don't get it. Is it wrong if we listen to our parents?
It is wrong when you do that.
No, did you hear my question?
Yes, I did. It is wrong
if you listen to your parents.
Yes.
Why? What do you mean by that?
So you are a grown man. Like, you are not under 18 years or under 17 years.
So you shouldn't listen to your parents.
What I'm trying to say is that you said, is it good? Or no, is, I said, it wrong?
Is it wrong to listen to your parents?
And I said yes.
It's wrong.
Take decisions, make mistakes, correct them.
Lami, did you get my question?
I got it now. I got it.
Lami, you're 30 years. It's your first time doing marriage. And your parents decide to tell you something. Something that they've been doing.
You are giving an example.
No, it's the letter. The letter is, the person in the letter said, I don't know your age, so
31.
How would I even say your age? That's your age. You're telling me age.
No,
the letter is 30.
It's 30. Yes, please. Okay. Uh-huh. And the lady is 28.
Yes, please. So, okay. So at this age, like you're 30.
Yeah.
You've never done marriage before.
Yes.
These are parents that have done it maybe for 25 years, 30 years. And they are telling you the ins and outs. Maybe don't do this. More are we out there? Man, snap if any people be room and out there. Mom, people before for a month now. Now they're mom, fee, crab, mom, baby. And you're telling me that you shouldn't listen.
Are they you? Are you them? Whatever experience they went through, were you the same? Like, are we in the same era? And now, men, you say, and men, sister. Maybe, I don't know where they were, but how they raised you. They should have confidence in you that you can take decisions and better decisions. If you are and you are still telling your son to do this, to do that, it means you are not confident. You don't believe that you have raised your son well to take decisions.
Lami.
Oh yes. If your son is at 30 and then your son still comes to you for decisions, your mommy should sit down and hear what you've done. Our parents too were like us.
How?
They were like us.
I thought people said they lived
a good
life.
We didn't see what they did.
They said they lived the better life.
No, we are also living a good life. We were not in their era. They were saying that Enyama Sisa, they were doing all these things. There was no social media to post. They were doing all these things. Yanin Crawford, Dawo, Bush Mu, and all that. They were doing it. Phone in Nuaya, be capture. Time when our phone now, Ewoho, Intinomutumi capture. So, however they lived, we also living in the same era. Oma live a good life in China.
And so once we grow, so from what age?
So if you have trained your son so well, you should sit down and be proud of the decisions your son
because they make decisions for you. Mean himself bow in a brow, and it's like they're forcing it to your throat.
I am sure.
Oh, see, I'm sure you're moving near my question. I'm not nim.
Sure.
You're moving.
Oh, or person who hear what will satisfy them. Our parents always take decisions that is in their favor. That will protect their reputation.
Salami, it's wrong to listen to parents.
That is
from what age?
Ose.
From what age?
From 30.
No, from what? No,
at
not
30.
I just want to know the exact age you don't listen to your parents anymore.
Oh, when you think you are mature enough? When you are no longer with them.
My mother still doesn't agree with you.
They when said, you are no longer
said that
with
she
them.
They had morals. So he's trying to tell us we don't have morals.
We do. Then maybe only me. But we do have. We have moral.
But if you have morals, how would you say that you won't listen to your parents?
So what I am trying to say is that there was someone like me then.
Someone also says life begins at 40.
Meti heyo. There was someone like me then. There was no radio for you to listen to that person like me.
someone like you says, "Wait, my ass, I'm like
no, who can say like me, body or something." So what I'm trying to say is that there was someone like you not here. There was someone like me. There was no radio for the pets, for some people to listen to them. Whatever life we are living, they lived.
Mm.
They lived. And crowdbun is just like the case that is trending recently.
Someone, Benny says that it's very advisable to listen to your parents. Here, I cross out so this shit. Then I will. I'm still not who name my question.
You see, when someone is taking decisions, they will always, even your parents, think about their interest in it. And then advise you on it. Oh, mommy, bet me a catcher will say, "Asantini, I'll go far and run it here." Say, "Oh, bebow, say, oh, mwow, oh, no, near Asantini, don't go and take and run it." Oh, beka say, "Oh, bet you an auntie."
So, him, the orca.
I will say, "Oh, tea, oh, man."
So, him, the orca.
Then no ka. So, like, oh no, Jenny, ni reputation, ni interest, So if you have seen something beautiful in that person, they are telling you that there's nothing beautiful in that person, so don't go for it.
Whoever says they had reasons for those things.
They have reasons. You don't have reason for going for that person.
You also have reasons, obviously.
You do. Okay. So explore your reasons.
All right, let me read some comments. Lorenda says that, "Trust me, a wrong decision made now can affect the relationship for a lifetime." And Lorenda says, "It's not wrong to listen, but choose you both first in whatever decision." And Louise Lani says, "It might be like they had the same advice from the parents, but it couldn't work for them." Okay. Let's see if I could see some more comments here. Okay. All right, let me try and read from this side. Okay. Mami Abayegain says that at this age, that children as old as 16 doing hookups, you think we have morals?
Our parents did. I don't know why you think they were having,
because we can like, see and we can hear.
It's yes, our time. Because we can
and it's
see
our time,
and
so
hear.
They know it. Maybe they could tell us stuff as well.
Yes, not. You see the recent video that is trending. One Ebeka Chem is say, "Oh, oni be ma eda or oni obada," and then "oh, mum money," or they don't talk about it. Out. So you have seen this and we are talking about it. It doesn't mean people don't do it.
And it says that's why there's lots of divorce. The divorce rate is very high lately.
Divorce rate is very high based on certain parameters and yet morals. It is not about morals. If you are talking about divorce, then she should look into it very well.
I say you lie. Our president do hookups via.
They did. Do you know the origin of Ashawo? When did Ashawo start it? When did it
maybe
start?
Our parents didn't do it. Like me and Abba, me and Lami. Maybe our parents were not involved in it. That is fair. I'm sure there were obviously bad people that also were doing it. Like we are not doing it. Like we are not doing that. That our friends or our people.
I have said this and I will say it all the time.
I don't think I agree.
I have said this and I will say this all the time. If Obia Pain, Obia Nkoye DNA test. In penny DNA test. Our parents, they are not innocent. But I could say
they don't agree with you.
I know they won't agree with
Buddy me. But he says that you can say there are some things you should not listen, but don't say you should not listen entirely. I don't think you said that. Is that what you're saying?
You asked a question and I answered.
I see your penguin new show, our trip.
You
feel he says that they should listen to their parents and make their decision based on that. Hey, really?
You asking me really? You are saying that, so why am I saying? You see, when it comes to Abatiti,
because I think marriage is for grown ups.
Your
right?
Your mother married your father and they created you. You are going to marry someone's daughter and create someone else. So are you saying that you still dwell on your parents to tete woba for you? You are going to create your own family. You have to look at what is in front of you, not what is
But sister, still now being here for two, and Olami.
We advise people and they don't listen.
But like, maybe we will listen. Futu,
the other time I was saying it here that okay, say me babema akofo baby no mbuana. I will just sit down and look at you because we tuni for auntie. Yankwai for that. Don't they advise them? Traditional marriage. Don't they advise them? Our enengu. Like engu. Our egu da. Omen tu amofo.
Ebezu jina.
Omen tu amofo. Don't they advise them? Every marriage bia we advise. They advise them. Pa. We the Muslims. You the umbe seke tamau. Ube tina so. You sit down. They will advise you from the elders to the youngest person in their family, they will all come and advise you. But still, now what you have decided to do is what you do.
Miss B says that Mama say kind of marriage.
Mama say in the memo 20 cities na me niska. Mom, who the only say niska? Mama na catch up.
The Philly says that maturity in marriage is key. Creating a family doesn't mean we can't take advice from our parents.
If as a parent, you can't be proud of a decision your children made.
Let me give them an example. Okay. I'm going to give Diphilia an example. An example is this. Christian says that no decision from parents should be accepted. Okay. An example is this. You are there. And your mother calls you. You are married. You're a married woman. Your mother calls you. And then tell you that. Bema de, umane granny be bra. Na ni timu yene de wu. On the wu. Maybe this is advice. It's an advice, right? And you are saying that maturity in marriage is key. Creating a family doesn't mean you cannot take advice from a parent. This is an advice. Your mother will give you a reason why he's saying that or she's saying that. But my dear, woman, the granny be brat. And ask in the 3 months in a dinner or young because I'm sure. Dear, oh, I'm a common dinner. Be oh, no, I should as you when you get crying, I'm a common dinner. An advice like this is an advice. Yeah. And he has given you a reason. He can even give you premises on some marriages that.
Mm-hmm.
Worked because of this strategy. Do you think an advice like this will be fine? I won't fa.
Oh, befa so much on befa your mammy. Oh, mammy, I can say.
So, mamma can say, also tea. Mamma, see me, and I'm out.
But when I would tell why and answer, who named you obey? Like, you don't know what to do. You don't know what works for you and your husband. Exactly. Unless because your parents
somebody,
tells you.
There's somebody you've been with for a long time and yes. You know what works. You know his love languages, all the things that work.
Like me, if Definitely you date me,
that what constituted to that advice, there should be something. There's
you
nothing.
You see me, I won't wash for you. I have washing machine, I won't wash for you. And then you come to my house and you'll be like, Mrs. Tabion, see you amount, which means see.
I know,
then I'll go to your my sister's house and I don't know, don't say senior man. And then, like, like something like that, and then I go home. You go and complain to your husband that me kuno me dey miss you niyama biemo. My sister say mama in family sang kau niyama biem. How does it make sense?
Mama bafu.
How does it make sense?
Mama bafu in the chat.
How does it make sense? I come and tell you don't do this for your husband, and you won't do.
Because you are my mother.
Because I'm your mother. Aye. Me feel what happens to you and your marriage.
Imagine that what's what from me banned your polite people, like to me up a pocket. Like you don't know. Mm-hmm. Why can you not tell me as a wife that me perpok?
Me perpok. Exactly. So we have to figure it out. It is not you that will tell me that to do this. Now me kwaya man will not say oh yeah, I allergic to it. Na me kumi kuno. Me team has a footwe kumi kuno. You see, I am not saying that don't listen to your parents, but what
this
I
is
am
nothing. You know that the thing I just said, and quite soup there.
Oh yeah,
this is nothing. But something
it's
so wrong. That yeah, you might not realize that it's so wrong. It's wrong on all fronts.
Yes, but you see,
I've been with you. We dated before marriage. We have been together. Maybe you could have been not in marriage. I did bear 3 months. Be now, friend me. The band the help a poko. Till crying, I am a poking brim, Mr. Yes, in channel. On say, oh, wait, I really come on.
Like, when I was all Cassandra, we train me. Like, many need to know, I've not figured it out. Me, who is she?
Obisi, is this shyness?
Like, me see, if you are a parent and you've advised, you've trained your children well. You have to sit down and be proud of their decisions. They take decisions, and if almost the old chance or nimse ni chia chia, almost take a decision now. Now who say enkoya? Then you correct it. You don't tell them what to do. Sometimes leave it
mami,
to them.
Mami Abba says that a mother will say that based on what the son has said. Sometimes I won't carry.
If the son was able to tell the parents, I didn't want to mean can't train it near. I didn't want to mean can't train near because I also attend the mommy train near.
Let me read some comments. Let me read some comments. A pa says that someone is going to give him food and take him from you. Why?
Don't mind, your wife is there.
Halal says that what Lami is saying is a little bit factual when you are matured enough. Miss B says that mama say a married woman shouldn't use a washing machine.
Don't use blender.
Bella is also saying that mama badie. The feeling says I have a mind of my own, so I will decide if that will help me out. And Mami Abba again says I pair the story up there and that I think they should draw the line as a couple and make decisions that suits them. Okay. I say hello, mama badie.
Mama badie.
All right, guys. Lami, I think I have some voice. Let me play the voice and we'll pick our last words and we go.
If your child goes out and has learned something bad, I don't even know what to say. Lami, your child goes to learn bad language. What are you doing as a mother? Is it not to correct? Don't leave it to slide. The child is yours. So correct the child. Not to say it. Not to say such words. Even if he or she has said it, it's not good. Don't they say, because we don't say it at home and he has gone outside to learn it. It's good. Lamine is confused. She's very confused. At her age, if you don't listen to advice and make mistakes, what's the essence? It's the rest somewhere. Learn from others' mistakes, but don't commit them when you have the chance to be perfect. Please, Lamine, today, dear, no, your arguments don't hold water. Nate, no.
No, Zay.
We are too emotional.
I think we don't like
we are too emotional, honestly. Because here, you will be a whore. Ne mami akache ne se enko trimp ne kwe se. Ne mami wa whore nyo. Obe ya.
Nase ya ka.
Nase ya mafia anka ne ni ya on tie futu.
Nase ya ka. Ese chest.
You advise them.
Ese men kwe ye se. Ema bebu usu.
Eto pa che se. Obe ye. What? Are you frasi traditional marriage? They advise. Obe mbe tu oba anefo. Obe tu be manefo. But what they want to do is what they would do.
I think in the end, we all learn our lessons. Like we all still learn our lessons in our own way.
Our parents can tell us something and then baby crash it and I'm like you still do what you want to do. You can sit down and listen to them and you still do what works for you. So we are just emotional about this thing. Listen to your mother. If at 30 you still have to sit down for your mom to tell you say what na ha say now would the un nim say I will say ebia medjuma nti say nti ebia looking at the condition and everything, environment, you know, I want to stay here, but your mother has to tell you that go and stay here and you too will listen to her. It is obefa cast 3 crown akwa adwuma o maami aka nti obekwa kwetna ho, like come on.
Lorinda says that experience, they say, is the best teacher, especially when you experience it yourself.
Yes.
Because I feel like this is what my dad told me, and this thing has stayed with me for forever. He said that, I'll tell you that alcohol is not good, but then if I was around, this is what I would have done. I would have rather given you the alcohol to taste it.